marketing, and the four P's. Marketing represents the needs of customers by specifying both what products and services will be offered and where they will be offered. But it may make many other decisions that affect operations and distribution, so it is a critical stakeholder to consider when setting operations strategy. Marketing management is based on marketing strategy, which is defined in the IASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the plan the marketing function expects to use to achieve its business and marketing objectives in a particular market. The strategy includes marketing expenditures, marketing 1009, and marketing allocation. Marketing strategy links back to organizational strategy and helps determine what products and services the market actually wants. Marketing management involves implementing this strategy using marketing tools to generate demand. These tools include advertising, trade discounts, and sales force incentives. Since marketing management also involves prioritizing demand, demand-side professionals have levers at their disposal to balance supply and demand when there is a mismatch. If demand outstrips supply for a given product, demand-side professionals can adjust prices or quoted lead times. Increasing a price, for example, will result in products going to those customers who are willing to pay more, and thus the priority goes to those customers. It could also be used to give customers an incentive to choose an alternative product that is in surplus. Increasing the quoted lead time can also enable meeting more of demand, up to a point. With some products, one or both of these levers are not really an option, such as for commodity products where consumers are highly sensitive to price increases. Even when there is room to use these levers, overuse of them to balance supply and demand could result in customers going to the competition. So demand-side professionals often want the supply side to correct imbalances using production flexibility and/or inventory holding. Production flexibility, or the ability to alter capacity, may or may not be an economically feasible option. Production flexibility is discussed more as part of a negotiation between demand and supply-side professionals in sales and operations planning. In the case of inventory holding, marketing management might provide input on the best place for locating the inventory, the four P's. The combination of the tools available to demand-side professionals to determine, promote, and prioritize demand is called the Marketing 1009, or the four P's. The IASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the four P's as a set of marketing tools to direct the business offering to the customer. The four P's are product, price, place, and promotion. The four P's of marketing express many of the requirements that marketing sets for production and physical distribution. The following discussion of each of the P's helps show how the understanding and use of this 1009 has evolved based on new business models and technologies.
Product.
Product includes product and service design to determine the combination of features that will make products into order qualifiers and some competitive differentiators that will hopefully make them into order winners. Product decisions also include selecting brand names, varieties, sizes, grades, for example, basic or deluxe, light or heavy duty, return and warranty policies, and service levels. Note that grade differs from quality, since even low-grade products should be produced with high quality, for example, few defects. Marketing has the closest understanding of the customer value proposition and the customer experience, and so is a key stakeholder in determining the product characteristics. Operations needs to ensure that products are designed for ease of manufacture and required services are capable of being delivered, for example, sufficient staffing. Supply chain managers help ensure that products are also designed for ease of shipping and handling. The mix of products sold, their variety, will also affect manufacturing, warehousing, and transportation costs. Product includes services offered, and if an order qualifier or order winner is fast delivery, this will be a direct requirement for some forms of manufacture other than make to stock, and a requirement for physical distribution in any manufacturing environment.
Price.
Price is the price of the product. Price also involves setting credit terms, trade discounts, and allowances, for example, discounts to compensate for quality or delivery issues. Price involves determining the price at which the product will make the highest profit, which is a combination of both the profit margin and the number of units sold at a given price, since higher prices usually tend to reduce units sold. This is especially true for commodities, but many product types exhibit price sensitivity. Since prices are often market constrained, operations needs to develop a manufacturing or service provision process that can deliver at a low enough cost to leave room for physical distribution costs and a profit margin. Inventory carrying costs are calculated partly based on price, with higher-priced objects getting more management attention for security, materials handling, and so on. Marketing may also decide to use market penetration pricing, accepting a loss, called a loss leader, or low margins to gain market share. Alternatively, the organization could use price skimming, which is setting a high price when you are the only game in town and then dropping the price when competitors enter the market.
Place.
Place includes both where to sell products and what lead times to offer. This is where the goods will be located for sale, or market geography, the physical distribution channel, S, that will be used to get them there, and the sales channels customers can use to place orders, for example, online or retail. Decisions include setting inventory policy for distribution inventories and determining what delivery modes will be offered at various combinations of speed, flexibility, and dependability. The location, S, of operations and the scope of distribution can impact distribution costs. The scope of distribution could be local, regional, national, or global, which will require more and more sophisticated management. Each entity in the distribution channel, S, used expects to make a profit and so adds to the total cost. The benefit in terms of more convenient or faster availability to customers needs to be high enough to justify its cost. Promotion. Promotion is the process of generating or increasing demand for the organization's goods and services. Types include sales promotions, advertising, sales incentives for salespersons / retailers / resellers, campaign management, and public relations. While marketing is responsible for generating demand, being capable of satisfying that increased demand is the responsibility of operations. Operations needs to be prepared to satisfy the higher demand without undue hardship. Channel partners can also be involved in promotion, and so there needs to be direct communication of these promotions back to operations. Promotions can result in increased sales volumes in specific locations, so physical distribution needs information on promotions to plan for inventory to be in the right locations in the right amounts.